Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back for a special edition. It is called Behind Closed Doors. The reason it's called that is because we talk about stuff we don't normally talk about in real estate. So we talk about the stuff that's behind closed doors. And I have my wonderful co-host with me, Brandon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Looking forward to this show?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we have a guest here, a guest agent from our office, Katie Marinacci. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You doing well?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
Yeah. You look a little nervous.
For the questions I'm going to get.
Yeah. Well, we don't interrogate. We just like to talk about the stories of behind closed doors. We like to talk about what the heck happened in your career that might be a little different than in our career. So let's first just hit it off. You have a tagline called the Pineapple Agent, which used to be the Pineapple Realtor until NAR got involved, and they said you can't use that because NAR uses that. That is their trademark.
So they came after you about the tagline that you were using.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you told me about this, and I kind of thought it over, and really, you can't call yourself a realtor unless you're with NAR.
That's exactly
so
right.
So I guess after I put the pieces together.
But she is with NAR.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But even then, I can understand why they claimed that realtor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a trademark. It is weird. It's weird. So she now is known as the Pineapple Agent. Pineapple Agent. Now, there's some things that come along with that. The Pineapple Agent, you picked that because of why?
Well, like during the pandemic, we were shut down. We couldn't. So I was like, all right, how do we get online? I was looking for a new brand logo.
Sure.
Pineapple means warmth and welcoming inside your home. I was like, oh my gosh,
it sure
that's
does.
Perfect.
It does.
It sure
definitely does.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was born.
So sweet, innocent pineapple.
Yeah.
So when did you realize, Brandon, do you want to ask her? You can ask her.
When did you realize that for those of you that don't know, the pineapple is kind of a universal symbol for the LS lifestyle, which is like, you know, the lifestyle, which is swingers and the non-monogamous kind of traditional kind of relationships.
Yeah.
So when did you realize
you really stepping around that whole thing pretty well. I'm impressed. You're trying to keep it PG-13, which I appreciate.
Of course.
Go ahead. So people are swinging.
Yeah. So yes.
If they have an upside down pineapple.
Upside down. Mine is not, but
okay. You know, yours is not.
It's a pineapple.
And you're not in that crowd.
I am not.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Although we get lots of followers from this podcast, if you were, it would help out the ratings.
Oh, yes.
So, but we know that, you know, you got to have morals and you that's fine. It's fine the way it is. So let's go back. So how did you find out that the upside down pineapple means something completely different than warm and welcoming? Well, actually, the other one is warm and welcoming too.
I was going to say, they coincide. So I was showing a house to a 62-year-old client one day.
Okay.
And she, like, I just rolled it out. I was all excited, spent all the money, had it done.
Right.
And she goes, you know what an upside down pineapple means? And I was like, I don't know. And she goes, well, it means you're a swinger. And
oh, jeez.
I'm like, crazy old bat.
So
like,
you
whatever.
Found out from a 62-year-old. She's learning you.
Yeah.
She learned you that day.
So do you think she's a swinger?
I mean, could be.
A lot
could
of times be. You don't know unless
it
you know.
Could be.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not, I mean, she was
The fact that she knew that is very
and she was very calm about it, and she was very, like, norm about it. So.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So what did you say back to her? Did you say, oh, you're crazy, or you just thought she was
laughed.
A little batty?
I just kind of laughed, and I was like, well, whatever. And I got in the car got home, and I Googled it, and I said, well, that was
there. There it is.
I said, well, it's already paid for. We're going with it.
Well, you were committed to using this at that time.
Oh, I was fully committed. So.
Even with the questions
she was swinging all over the place.
You got it.
Even with the questions that could arise that haven't come up yet, you will always keep this logo?
Yeah, you got to adapt, man.
I got it.
Oh, she's looking at doing maybe some swinging.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Hey,
they need houses, lots of rooms.
So
I love that you have a niche. I love it. Everybody's got to have a niche, you know?
I guess we can say that.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so let's move on. You've had some. That's definitely amazing, though, because, you know, I didn't realize that either until somebody had told me years ago. Somebody had said something about that. And it's just it's why did somebody have to take a nice fruit and mess it up by turning it upside
that's
down and making
question.
It mean something else?
Do you know
else?
The origin?
The origin I do not know.
Is this going to get ugly or no? Is this going to be safe?
I don't know.
What is the origin? Do you know the origin?
I've never looked it up.
Should I Google
Hugo,
it?
Do you know the origin?
No.
No? Okay. I thought maybe you would know. You know, sometimes Hugo knows stuff we don't know. So,
but I mean, the things that you probably heard because of this is probably pretty wild. I mean, you said something about a closing one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened to closing?
Okay. So I had a listing.
Mm-hmm.
This was the buyer. We closed. Everything was fine. You know, whatever. I'm a single person. I'm on dating sites. So one day I get a message from the man who bought this house. And I was like, oh, cheating on your woman. Kind of, you guys just bought a house, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Upside down pineapple.
No, they wanted me to join in with them.
Wow. Okay.
And but
talk about getting close with your clients.
Well, they thought it would be too awkward to ask me at the closing table.
I don't know why. Why would that be awkward?
I don't think it would be.
Here's your settlement gift.
I mean, we're supposed to... You're the one that said you need to adapt, so you better adapt quickly.
My gosh.
So that was... Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was.
You know what? And hey, everybody has their own thing. Everybody's got to have a hobby, right?
It made me feel good. I mean, I was like, all right, that's a little boost.
That is a nice boost.
Like,
absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Have you ever gotten questions like, are you a unicorn or anything like that?
What
I don't know.
Are you...
What
a
unicorn
is basically like a live-in. You have a couple and you're there's another live-in person that lives with you and they're another part of this couple. So it's like a trifecta. Like say like you and a girlfriend and you have another live-in girlfriend.
Isn't there a show, Sister Wives?
There's something like that.
I've never been approached for that.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's move on to something very interesting.
Okay, let's do it.
A guy was in a. You showed a house to a guy, and he had to do number two.
Yes.
Tell us that story. Because there was an issue with the toilet.
Gotta go. Before I was able to kind of, hey, hold on, he had gone, and there's no water in the house.
That makes a really tough number two.
I mean,
so he just runs into the bathroom.
He just goes.
But why was there no water?
Well, it was one of those
like
houses that was
sale or
kind of
closure. Maybe.
It was years ago.
But
this
then
was
there's
in
no
the beginning.
Toilet paper either.
No. Oh well, no, there was no toilet paper.
Oh,
jeez,
that's even worse.
But thankfully, I carry napkins in my vehicle, so I at least was able to.
Do you carry 5 gallon buckets of water?
I do now.
You do now.
I do carry a gallon of water now.
Just to flush toilets?
Well, no.
Wait, you seriously carry around water? A gallon of water?
I am a hiker. I need water.
Oh, that's true. She's a hiker.
I always have water. But no, I did not have water at the time.
Wow.
So that didn't flush? No.
And then napkins went in there too, and it just sat there. Was it your listing?
No.
It was not your listing. No. Thank goodness.
Yeah,
that's... Imagine explaining
Needless
that
to
one.
Say, we did not buy it.
Well, that's good. Oh, man.
Probably should have.
Yeah, probably should have. Once you poop in it, it's you buy it. It's yours.
I've told some people that before. Oh, yeah. But there was water.
You poop
there.
It, you
there
bought it, right?
There. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So then you had another one, too, that was pretty interesting here. You have something. We have something in similar. in the same thing that happened to me. Walking into a house where there was a naked person, naked old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you knock first? You always knock, right? Do you always knock, ring the doorbell,
always
regardless?
Knock.
No, and it's something I should start practicing.
Oh, dude, you're gonna have a rude awakening one time.
Yeah,
seriously.
No, I've
you trust walked, showing I've, time way too much.
I've walked in on like ladies in the shower, but I haven't seen anything.
You walked into him while they're in the shower?
Well, I didn't realize.
You didn't open the curtain.
No. I wasn't like, I know
Surprise!
You're in there. Hello.
So you actually walked in and somebody was in the shower? You heard it in the shower.
Yeah. And then I heard them in the shower and then I'm like, oh crap. So.
No, that was the other story.
The bathroom door. the bathroom door was already open and she ended up like jumping out, throwing a towel and then like running around the corner. She admitted she completely forgot.
Aww.
But it was upstairs on like the second floor and the house must have been well insulated because I didn't hear a thing when I walked
in. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's a selling feature. Can't hear shower from first floor.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's a,
So I would definitely suggest always, I always knock. Always knock, ring doorbell, because at least you're given just that little bit of notice.
Yes, and yell fair. When you open the door.
Yeah, I always do. Anybody here? You got it. See?
Oh, I know. And you know what? It's one of those things, like, I just forget every time I go. I know I should.
You just barge in.
I'm barge right in. I have permission to be there. You already approved the showing.
Oh, man. He's very trusting.
I'm hoping to see some crazy stuff.
Maybe you are. It's good for the show.
That is good.
Tell me again, the guy walking in, is he right when you walk in, or was he in a bedroom?
No, he was in a bedroom and the door was shut, and that was my mistake, and I should have knocked. The door was shut. I just assumed you know, I announced myself. I was in there and make a man.
Oh, wow.
The weirdest thing is walking in when they're sleeping and, you know, there's a teenager in bed and then they look up and you're like, it's just an awkward thing, isn't it?
Yeah, been there. Yeah,
we're going to continue.
Yeah, don't worry about us.
Go back to bed. Yeah.
So was it a long-term type thing? The door was open, or was it just like an open and shut?
No, it was, all right.
Did he say anything?
He just kind of, why are you doing it?
Oh, man. Was it a tenant or owner?
No, it was the owner. It was the owner. And I didn't know you were. And I'm like, okay.
It's all right. Obviously, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't just be doing
like,
that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know what to say. It was the first time this ever happened to me. I was very, very confused.
Did he have a pineapple above his house door?
I did not see any pineapples on that one.
Well, you know what? In the defense of some homeowners, when you have a very popular house, it probably has to get very hectic and confusing.
Oh, my gosh.
How many showings are coming in and out? Who's coming in at what time?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to be hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
What is that about? I'm just trying to give this guy the benefit of the
doubt. You're getting way too much of the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I mean, your guy was a little like off the rocker.
Yeah, he was.
This guy just seems like he straight up forgot.
Honestly think because he was like, and then when I explained, he's like he calmed him, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unbelievable. So then you did have another situation here. Another house that you went into, and it was obviously there was, like, drug house, like a paraphernalia type house, and you said that it was cleaned out, and how the tenant who was getting evicted, was also using the products of the drug house, and he tried to hit on you?
Yes.
While he was under the influence?
Yes, and I'm 8 months pregnant at the time as well.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes, so just that's add a different bit of complexity to it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he have good moves or good lines that he's saying?
Did he drop it like it's hot? I mean,
he did not.
He did not. What do you say to somebody? That's pretty wild.
I just avoided it and just kept it completely professional and kept it completely just like, this is it. Kind of thing. Because he was getting evicted. Police were involved. It was a whole thing.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, it was not
a mess.
So the police weren't there at the time.
Not when I was there, but during the process,
Right, but he was clearly already messed up as you were there.
He was.
I mean, that's kind of like a turnaround right away and walk out situation.
Oh, yeah.
You don't never know how someone.
I had
people with
at the time. That's good. And so I knew I was fine. Yeah. That's the only reason.
On a serious note, this kind of shows people a little bit too on how vulnerable we are sometimes in certain situations. And not to bring it real serious, but it's true. I mean, we've heard of people that have gotten in situations that are really bad. And because you get in there and if you're by yourself, it can be really bad.
Oh, if I was by myself, I would have darted out. Oh, yeah.
You've got to be careful.
No, you do. I've actually accompanied a couple of women in some areas where they were just nervous to go to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm okay with it. And
I'm nervous sometimes.
I don't blame them. Yeah.
I mean, girl or guy. I mean, there's times where I've had situations where I'm showing somebody I've never met them. I'm showing them a vacant house in the middle of nowhere. I'm thinking, geez, am I going to be a victim here or what? You know, you never know.
So if you need me, I'm there for you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Very kind of you.
Of course, I got you.
Yeah, no problem. So I have one story I want to tell. It's kind of same lines as the number two guy that you had. Not number two story, but the guy that did number two.
Right.
Okay. So this is a number two story.
Okay.
So this, and you probably had this happen too. I used to do a lot of new construction open houses, right? So I'm doing a new construction open house, and the guy comes in, you know, and there's people in and out of the house the whole time. The guy comes in with his wife, walks in, signs into the thing, says, hey, can I use the powder room? Now, in this house, it's a rancher, a large rancher, but the hallway comes straight in, you have the powder room, and then you have the kitchen right after that. But nice open, but a very open floor plan. So there's no stopping of air or cordoning off air that's maybe not as good of air that you want to have around you. So he comes in, does the sign in, goes right into the powder room. That's typical. I mean, there's a lot of times I go into houses. If I'm showing a couple of houses and I have to pee, I'm going to go. You know, you got to go. Mm-hmm. The number two is a little different story. You know, like I'm surprised the guy came in and decided he had to go poop. So he comes in, goes into that bathroom. Now, the issue once again is we don't typically have toilet paper in these homes.
Yeah, right.
He was in there the whole time his wife was looking at the house. Now you start to realize, and he was a bigger man, and he's in there the whole time. So now I'm starting to think, okay, so he's not peeing.
Yeah.
You know that he's doing something else. And now I'm thinking, great. We have other people coming in and out of this house.
Right.
But of course, at that moment, nobody else is there.
Okay.
It's just him and his wife. Okay.
Right.
So I get this little lull. Okay. He comes out when she's ready to leave. He comes out, doesn't even look at the house. It was like he went in there just to poop. I think they came in because he had a poop. And she goes and looks at the house just because she figures, well, what am I going to do while he's doing
they
that?
They couldn't find the Wawa down the street.
It was out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, it was like a development. So he leaves and like the door is now just cracked and the fan's on. Well, the fan is struggling. The fan was struggling. You hear it going like, it's like struggling. The air's thick. The door opens up and this like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was bad. Guess what? Somebody new comes in the house right at the same time. They walk in, they go like this, and they look at me. And I'm like, I swear. And I'm like, it was not me.
I would have blamed you.
But they had already left. The other people, so who the hell is the one who pooped? It was me.
You're just like, no.
Oh my God, it was terrible. So I just went like, what do you say? I just, it wasn't me.
I mean, you own it, man. You just own it.
Yeah, I kind of did. Yeah. I just like chilly last night. I don't know what to tell you.
You just hold your breath and hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, but isn't it amazing? No, the other thing is too, when I realized the guy left and there was no toilet paper.
Yeah, that freaks me out, man. What do you do?
And what did he do with it? That's what I want. Where is it?
They're going to have to stop at Wawa down the street for napkins.
Oh, man. I just was blown away. Totally blown away. So that's my story for this time. I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't really have
any good poop stories.
I mean, no, I'm good.
Are you sure?
No, I'm fine.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah, no,
you're
this
good.
Is a great.
All right. So thank you so much, Katie, for coming and sharing your stories about poop and drugs and all kinds of other things. I really appreciate that. This just shows you all the things that go on behind closed doors for us.
I have another couple coming up that may be very good.
So, good. So listen up next time. We will be, stopping by, doing some more behind closed doors. We don't know when the show will be because we have to find people to tell the stories. But that's about it. Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.